Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this. I just got back from a week in Costa Rica, and of course it was gorgeous. And of course the food was amazing. But what Costa Rica is essentially known for is this lifestyle. It means pure life, simple life. And if there's one thing that we can't quite get the hang of in North America, it's how to live simply and without being on a time crunch and without always having somewhere to go, someone to meet, something to do. They do it better than anyone else. It's more than just a saying. It is a way of life. Again, North America doesn't run like this. We care so much about our significance, about our contribution, about how much we make, what we can buy. And that's obviously not necessarily true for everyone in this room, but I'm talking about, you know, the continent. I'm talking about the country of the USA, right? We care about how much weight we gain. We care about what we look like, how much we work, working longer, right? It's almost a badge of honor to say, oh my God, I've been so busy. And then typically the response is, that's awesome. What? Wait, why is that awesome, right? How many friends and followers you have? You get the point. So Huda Vida means the simple life. It means Hakuna Matata, right? It means que sera sera. It's all of these things wrapped into one. Now I learned an interesting fact. The average income for someone in Hako, which is a fishing village, it's another tourist attraction, in Costa Rica, they make $11,600 a year. Okay. In Clearwater, Florida, the average income is $48,691, which is a little bit below the national average of $57,000. Okay. Most importantly, right? I guess you can see the 11.6 and be like, how do they even live? They live happily, right? Don't worry about what they're buying or what their houses look like. But I can tell you from having visited Hako and lived in Clearwater, the people in Hako are significantly happier. They are better than fine. They live without anxiety. They have some of the lowest rates of mental health, but also autism, heart disease, diabetes. Right? Can you imagine a life like that where you only make $11,600, but you don't worry? Like even the quality of your food is better, right? Typically in America, when you make less and maybe you get on food stamps or you look for the sales, you're buying white bread, condensed milk, egg, right? That cut sugar, white sugar. But these people are healthier despite making, what is that? Like literally a quarter. Right? So I know that money doesn't buy happiness, but it does buy a ton of other stuff, but it doesn't buy happiness, right? So how do we bring this concept of Huda Vida and the simple life into our lives, but still in a North American way, right? Like, I don't expect any of you to be so inspired you give up your jobs and say, no, yeah, totally living off $11,000 this year sounds reasonable, right? We still have to work. We still have to pay rent. I get it. And again, it's still totally okay to concern yourself with the clothes you wear or what you look like if that brings you happiness. But what can we do to pull from Costa Rican culture? The first thing is realize that you are renting space in this world. Okay. When I coach people in business, right? I tell them to not rely on things like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook ads, because at the drop of a hat, Mark Zuckerberg and Meta can take all of that away, right? The goal is to bring people like yourselves into my ecosystem so that I know you one-on-one and we have a relationship outside of social media. Because if Instagram got deleted tomorrow, I would still have all of you. I would still have a connection to every single one of you. I would still enjoy right now, right? So that speaks to so many things. Enjoy your job as though you won't have it tomorrow. Enjoy your gym session as though this is the last one you get because your gym will close tomorrow, right? Think of 2020, right? One day you woke up and your gym wasn't there, right? Could also have been your job in 2020, right? One day you woke up and your boss said, we just can't do it, right? What about enjoying your partner? Like they're going to go on a work trip or a vacation tomorrow and you don't, right? Maybe they could be serving in the military or something and you don't know when they're going to come back. Just be so present right now because everything in life is temporary. So think about that. Avoid the worst case future scenario game. My mom does this still, right? The hurricane came to Florida in October of last year. If she could, she would have had a 24-hour closed circuit television on me the entire time. And I get it. She's my mom with like a capital M. She cannot turn it off, but that's also just how her brain works, right? So I know that to an extent, for a lot of us, this is easier said than done, whether you struggle with anxiety or you're a professional mom. But even when things are going well in our life, a lot of us will wait for the other shoe to drop, right? We wait for the bubble to burst. We say, well, it can't go this well the whole time, right? There's no way it's going to be this good for this long. And what happens? We inevitably end up sabotaging ourselves. I did a sermon on this a while ago. The same way people think bad things come in threes, good things can come in threes too. We make the bad things come in three. Why? Because sometimes something happens that is inevitable. Okay, that's the first bad thing. We're vibrating now at this worried level, at this anxious level, at this, guess what? We manifest the second thing because we vibrated that. We sent our like our spidey webs out and brought in the second thing. And then what happens once the second thing? Well, everyone in North America knows that bad things happen in threes. So we essentially say, hey, just bring on the third thing and get it out of the way. Okay. We turn it into a self-fulfilling prophecy. We end up bringing that shit into our lives just by planting the seeds of thinking about it. So if we don't think about it, if we avoid the worst case scenario, the worst case future scenario game, and say, okay, a bad thing happened. That's it. You did your damage. And we go back to vibrating up here. Then we attract all of the good stuff. Realize the stuff doesn't matter. In Costa Rica, the majority of houses are made out of cement and the roofs are made out of tin. Straight up sheets of metal. Literally looks like a crane just landed a sheet of metal on someone's house. They wash their clothes in the sink. They dry them on a clothesline. Okay. It is not about the acquisition of material. Okay. From my own personal experience, for those of you who know my story, my house burned down when I was 19. The structure was okay, but like literally it started at the basement. So everything inside, it essentially burned a hole through the middle of my house. Nothing was left. Right. So right now, much to Katie's chagrin, I'm a minimalist. I don't like stuff because, and this isn't in a negative way, I could lose it in the drop of a hat or the flash of a fire or a hurricane, water damage, whatever it is, right? Everything you accumulate material-wise can be gone in the blink of an eye for whatever reason. So collect memories, not materials. Put as many photos on your phone as you can. Realize that stuff doesn't matter. People do. Memories do. Experiences do. Make the time to do what you love. All right. We talked about this. I talk about this with you guys every single check-in, right? Because your self-care, whether it's getting steps in, making time to journal, your workouts, guided meditation, that's for you. And I always say, before you put a mask on someone else, put it on yourself, take care of yourself first, right? So in the context of taking care of your mental health by taking care of your body, make time to do what you love, but also the big moves, right? If you've ever read Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans, he took a year off his life. Well, okay, no. He took a year away from his life, went to Europe and traveled in order to write this book so that he could interview as many people as possible, right? He knew that it would set him back, but he also didn't care. Like, set him back from what, right? Because if you think that way, then you're not following the rule of being present right now. I left my life in Canada. I up and left my life one day because I took a chance on love, right? I followed my heart. I am not the exception. I am not special. People take chances all the time. They will jump from a stable career to a tech startup opportunity, right? They leave a life of security for a life of opportunity, but they also do it for love. They'll do it because their intuition tells them it's a good idea. They just do it. So carve out time to be selfish. Make time to do things you've always wanted to do. You can make the money back. Put it on a credit card, okay? Spend the money within your budget to have the experiences because you cannot get time back. Every day that you don't do that thing is one day further away from doing what you love, having what you love. Get off your phone. Phones are distracting us from the present. You can think that you're like, I'm just going to spend a second on stories. I'm waiting in line. I'm just going to get on my phone. 10 minutes go by, right? That rabbit hole is deep, right? Phones have a profound effect on losing time, but also our happiness, right? When we get on our phones, not only are we not present, so we're missing out on what's happening here, but often we'll get FOMO over where we're not, right? That affects our future because we're not present with the people here, so we can't enjoy here, and we're mad at the future, something we can't control because we didn't get invited to that thing, right? So if you walk into a movie late, for example, you only get part of the plot, right? Can you truly appreciate the entire love story? Like, if you see the happy characters together at the end, do you actually know their entire struggle? No, because you missed part of the plot. So there are holes in our present because we create gaps by literally putting ourselves in like a technological world up here. Then our own lives, our futures won't be as impactful because we miss some of the integral parts. So to summarize, not only do our phones take us away from the present, but as a function of that, they detract from the happiness we could feel in the future. Burn the candle. Okay. Have you guys ever seen like a really fancy candle? Like it's like a $20 to $30 candle and it's just gorgeous, right? It's probably long. It has some intricate design around it, right? It's been like handcrafted. It's not just a Yankee candle, right? Burn the candle, burn it. That is literally the purpose of a candle, right? A candle is not there to look pretty. A candle is there to illuminate. If you don't burn the candle, you miss out on its function. So if you don't have a candle and you're like, this one doesn't apply to me. No, this isn't what I mean. Now is the best time to do that thing that you've been waiting for. Take the trip, reach out to the old friend, make a new trip, start dating again. You can make a new trip too. Start dating again. Do something freaking scary because life is the candle. Life is not meant to look pretty. Life is meant to be used. Go use it. So this is okay, I'll read this because I know that the fonts are weird, okay? If I had to live my life over again, I would have burned the pink candle sculpted like a rose before it melted in storage. I would have invited friends over to dinner even if the carpet was stained or the sofa faded. I would have eaten the popcorn in the good living room and worried much less about the dirt when someone wanted to light a fire in the fireplace. I would have taken the time to listen to my grandfather ramble about his youth. I would never have insisted that the car windows be rolled up on a summer day because my hair had just been teased and sprayed. I would have sat on the lawn with my children and not worried about grass stains. I would have never bought anything just because it was practical, wouldn't show soil, or was guaranteed to last a lifetime. I would have cried and laughed less while watching television and more while watching life. When my kids kiss me impetuously, I never would have said later, now go get washed up for dinner. There would have been more I love yous and more I'm sorrys. But mostly, given another shot at life, I would seize every minute, look at it, and really see it, live it, and never give it back. And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.